it's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we are headed to the Magic Kingdom.
Yay. A twofer,
yeah, because our last one was also at the Magic Kingdom.
So many fun facts there.
I know, it's like they
did you
put
know
a lot of focus into facts about fun.
There are hidden Mickeys in Walt. I can't even say that without a straight face, or with a straight face. Everybody knows about hidden Mickeys.
I feel like every secret of Magic Kingdom article has to include the Utilidors and piping scents onto Main Street. And you can tell which articles are at least a little bit better by the ones that know that they no longer do that.
And everyone knows about the Utilidors, but nobody knows what they actually are.
What do you mean?
It's just like there's so much misinformation about what they are. And like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, a fun fact in the Magic Kingdom.
Okay, so there are these things called the Utilidors. Dang it, I just gave it away.
Shoot.
Oh, man, my fun fact is ruined. Okay, so we'll have to go with a different one then. Jeremy, what character in the Magic Kingdom?
Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Yes, that is a character in the Magic Kingdom. Congratulations. If you have another fun What character in the Magic Kingdom got his start in a laundry room?
Got his start in a laundry room. Okay, so when you said that, the first thing my mind jumped to was this is a character who was a like mascot on soap.
Yes. Yes, because everyone remembers when Mr. Bubbles was a character at the Magic Kingdom to celebrate Mickey's Keeping It Clean.
You remember the fun Disney character, Gaino, the Gain Man, because Gain is a detergent. You get it?
I'm just gonna let you string that one out and
Disney's
keep going and going
number
with
one
it.
Character, Tide Pod.
Yes. Don't eat me, kids.
In a laundry room. So the other thing it could be, I guess, is like if there was a short or something where the first one was like in a laundromat, because they used to do tons of those shorts.
Yeah, that's very true.
Is it Clarabelle Cow? That seems like a character that could be laundry specific.
Possibly. What about if I tell you this character, I'll be more specific because actually the character probably didn't get their start in the laundry room.
They got their big break in the laundry room.
No. But I can 100% accurately say found their voice in a laundry room.
Okay, so this is an old character.
What is not an old character?
Well, but like a really old one.
Okay.
Like before they had talkies. Is it Donald Duck? He sounds like the kind of character who like they made him talk the way he does because like he accidentally fell in a dryer or something.
that was just the quality of his voice after, because somebody was listening to the dryer and they thought, that if that was somebody talking, that would be Donald Duck.
Right.
No. And it might help you to focus on the fact that I didn't say, for this fun fact, we're going to Disney. I specified the Magic Kingdom.
Well, now I don't know. Oh, there's a laundry room in Carousel of Progress, but who's in there?
There is a laundry room in Carousel of Progress, but before we spend a lot of time going down that
trying to
that
figure
rabbit
out.
Trail, I'm going to tell you that's not where we're talking about.
Okay.
And you might even be thinking about this too literally.
Oftentimes,
I am talking about a literal voice, literal laundry room, but maybe you're coming at this from the wrong way.
Is it that phone that you can talk to and you can hear a conversation happening?
Is that conversation happening in the laundry room? No, it's not.
Well, I don't know.
And this is an audio animatronic character.
Oh. Okay, so this has got to be a repurposed audio. Okay, an animatronic character. Here's where I'm going with this is there's some character somewhere that was originally a character in another thing in a laundry room.
That's all interesting thoughts, but I don't know that that's where I would go.
Why am I so bad at this? This is not a bit either.
Nope. Like again, this is Jeremy in real time.
I'm truly
having to struggle.
Dumb.
This is where Jeremy goes, maybe he should be the one finding the fun fact so that Brad has to be the person who has to guess, because it's way easier to know the fun fact ahead of time. It is an audio animatronic in the Magic Kingdom who found his voice in a laundry room.
You're being very specific with your words.
I am. I am trying to help you by being very specific with my words. I'm not saying that he's known for a laundry room or that you would even know about the laundry room.
But not in the Carousel of Progress.
Not in the Carousel of Progress.
Is it Buzz Lightyear and Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin?
Yes, yes. Buzz Lightyear, known for you know, always making sure that he separates his laundry and always taking care to use the correct water. No, not
he's
Buzz Lightyear.
He's always making laundry sounds.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even say there were laundry sounds involved. Just maybe that was the fun fact about this particular character. Audio animatronic in the Magic Kingdom. But I will help you out and tell you that you are in the right area of the park.
Future of Tomorrowland?
You are in the right area of the park.
Just Sunny Eclipse?
Hey, look at that. We finally got there.
Nice.
Yep, good
okay,
old
now
Sunny
what
Eclipse.
The heck do you mean?
By found his voice in a laundry room?
Yes.
Like I said, this is the fun fact of it. So Sunny Eclipse is actually voiced by a blues guitarist named Cal David. Now, he's played with a lot of big names. I've seen Etta Jones, like Stevie Wonder, Joe Walsh, you know, so many big names. But when it came time to record, so Sunny Eclipse's, the music that he plays was actually played by George Wilkins, right? But then they needed somebody to provide the voice. So they went and talked to Cal David. And, you know, they actually went to his house to record, and Cal didn't have a recording studio at his house. So you got to find a good place to record. And Jeremy, as someone who does podcasting, you know, smaller rooms are better than big ones because you don't get so much echo and, you know, you can control the environment better. So they set everything up in Cal's laundry room. And according to the Imagineer who was in charge of this, Kevin Rafferty, he propped the mic up between the washer and dryer, and Cal went and cut the vocals for all of the tracks there.
Not at all what I was thinking when you said found his voice in a laundry room.
Nope, but 100% true about found his voice in a laundry room.
Right, you
but
are.
Can you imagine something like Sunny Eclipse has been there for so long, and to have... I don't know. Personally, I always feel like everything at Disney, you know, surely they had a professional recording studio and, you know, they did 100 takes and, you know, had the most high end mics and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, no, they did it in a laundry room.
Leaning up against the washer and dryer.
Yeah. That's where all the best audio happens, as we all know. So next time that you hear Sunny Eclipse singing, just kind of like listen and see if maybe you can pick up that washer buzzer in the background. But I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always visit us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.